News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is making it easier for micro, small and medium-sized enterprises to compete for public contracts. This after the approval of amendments to the Public Procurement Act in the Senate recently. The changes seek to modernize and improve the efficiency of the current public procurement regime by facilitating the online submission of bids and other electronic documents. Leader of Government Business, Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the new act will also fix challenges which arose following the passage of the original legislation in 2015.
The amendments proposed today, together with the regulations, will get us closer to effective implementation of a new procurement regime. So this will ensure that MSMEs will now be able to seek review and reconsideration of procurement decisions.
Senator Johnson-Smith, who piloted the legislation in the Senate recently, adds that government procurement accounts for about 30% of gross domestic product GDP, underscoring the need for a modern, efficient regime. Cabinet has approved the appointment of three new Jamaican members to the board of directors overseeing the state oil refinery Petrogem. The new board was named last week following the resignation of three members of the previous board last Monday. Former chairman of Supreme Ventures Paul Hu has been named chairman. With him are former vice presidents of Scotiabank Rosie Pilner and Wayne Powell, who will join their Venezuelan counterparts on the board. Meanwhile, the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, Hilary Alexander, is to prepare a report which will be submitted to Cabinet on the operations of Petrogem, addressing recent concerns over breaches of government procurement guidelines. The report will be made available at the next meeting between Cabinet and the senior management team of Petrogem. The Transport Authority has received three new buses from the Ministry of Transport and Mining as part of efforts to improve the comfort and well-being of employees at the agency. The buses are valued at approximately $28 million. Two of the buses, which are Toyota Coasters, will remain in Kingston, while the third will be used in Montego Bay. Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Cecil Morgan, thanked Transport Minister Robert Montague for the new buses and pledged the agency's continued support in strengthening and developing the sector.
We want to thank you for all the support that you have given to us so far. I will make sure that everything that we do is in keeping with the vision that you have put forward, those that we have also crafted for ourselves.
Meanwhile, Minister Montague urged the Transport Authority staff to ensure the buses are well maintained, adding that the government will be working to ensure that every region will have two small buses. At Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the ministry has been actively monitoring developments regarding the Windrush issue through its Consular Affairs Department and the Jamaican High Commission in London. She says 29 Windrush cases from Jamaica have been recommended by the ministry for consideration by the British High Commission or transmission to the Home Office in London.
Of the 29 persons, 21 were persons who responded to our ads in the paper. You would note that the ministry issued some advertisements calling on persons to come forward. Of those 29 persons, two persons have received visas to travel to the UK. We know one has traveled. We have also been advised that two are currently receiving attention. They've received their case numbers. And there is one person who has a deportation order.
Minister Johnson-Smith adds that the ministry has also been asked by the British High Commission to assist with contacting 16 other persons who the Home Office in London had identified from their records. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjoui James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business with NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG!
This calls for celebration. I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes, NHD is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, loan affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.